Now, so we're ready to start on the first section, which is managing yourself. If you can't manage yourself, you can't manage other people. You need the respective people that report into you to get to a certain level. If you don't have it for yourself, you're not going to do it. And we've all worked for good managers and bad managers, haven't we? And the good managers we work for tend to be in control, aren't they? They know where they're going. They know the direction. We have confidence in them, don't we? And people that we have confidence in and we look up to and admire, we work day and night for them.
Yeah.
And if they're all over the place and they're a mess, and we spoke earlier about managers causing stress and backbiting and all that sort of stuff, that's done out of insecurity. Because they're not sure of themselves, so they have to resort to playing silly games and politics and fingering people and friends and all that sort of stuff. They can only do that if they're insecure and they don't know what the hell they're at themselves. If they know where they're going and they know what they want to achieve, then they'll bring everybody with them. Okay? And that's the job of managing. There's a huge... People interchange management and leadership. And to me, the two functions are the exact opposite of each other. Okay, people think management and leadership are the same. They are not. A leader is somebody who sets out a vision and brings everybody towards that vision. A leader deals with the lowest common denominator. Are you with me? To appeal to masses. A manager, on the other side, does things the exact opposite. And what a manager has to do is their job on a one-on-one basis. One-on-one, we manage each person individually. Don't have a blanket approach to management. It's one-on-one. Yeah? So that's the whole point of what we want to do. So we're not here talking today about leadership. We're here today to talk about management. And the first thing we have to do is manage ourselves to have confidence that we're clear what we want to achieve, that we know what we want to achieve ourselves from our jobs and from our own lives as well. Because we bring our personal lives to bear in work as well. So if you're having a bad day at home, we're human. You say don't bring your home into work, but you do, of course you do. And then if you have a bad day in the office, we bring parts of that home as well. So a large part of managing ourselves is about getting the best out of ourselves and doing it with a minimum of stress. People talk about stress, and to be honest with you, I don't think it's stress. Some stress is good. Where, you know, we get the adrenaline and we're pumping and we're up there, and that's stress and that's great. What a lot of people are dealing with, I call distress. It's the opposite of stress. That kills us, that shuts us down. And I think that's when we talk about stress, that's what we're talking about. This gut wrenching that's pulling us apart. Have we ever felt that? We have too much to do and not enough time, and we're just, oh, there's so much to do and so much to do, and you know, I have to do this and I have to do this and I have to do this and I have to do this. And while you're doing that, you're sitting there panicking, you're doing nothing. Yeah? So the first thing we have to do is get on top of ourselves. We have to manage ourselves, and it starts with our thought processes, what we think. And if we can think positive thoughts, then we're going to generate positive action. Is that okay? And if we think negative thoughts, then we create negative action. And the first lesson we want to learn today is in the words. In the words that we use. Because the words that we use create our thoughts, create our feelings. So words are so important. And most of us don't spend a minute thinking about words, what we're doing and what we're saying. Is that true? Just spurts out. And some of those words are positive and some of the words are negative. And the positive words create positive outcomes, negative words create negative outcomes. So why would we do that? And the fact that you're all parents, I have a few tests for you guys as well later on. Okay, what I want to explore first of all are good words and bad words. And if we can get the words right, if we start telling ourselves the right story, then we'll find it'll make an immense difference to ourselves. And come on, at the end of the day, what is more important than feeling good? Is there anything more important than feeling good? No. And yet we don't spend 15 minutes in school learning how to feel good. We all want to be rich. Would we like to be rich? Yeah? Do we spend 15 minutes in school learning how to be rich? Okay. The other thing that I have on the page as well, that I've spent a lot of time studying, and I don't know if you've heard the phrase, called law of attraction.
Yes.
You have heard about it, have you? To me, that is the most important law in the world. Most people don't know how to use it, don't know how to play it, don't even know it exists in most cases. Have you ever heard of it? Have you ever heard of it? Have you heard of it? You have. Carol? No? Eileen? Yes? No, you haven't heard of it. Isn't that amazing? And you that has heard us and know about it. It is the most powerful law in the universe. And half the people in the world haven't even heard about it. That's disgraceful. You're going to hear about it today. You're going to find out how we get what we get and how we do what we do. And how some people have a great time and some people have miserable lives. Yeah? But that'd be good. That'd be good to learn that now today, wouldn't it? And it starts with words. If we use positive words, we get positive. So let's give you some examples of bad words, can I? Particularly from a credit environment. To me, the word that causes most rows on the telephone. Do you want to know the word that causes most rows on the telephone? It's this word here, but. I hear what you're saying, but. Means I don't care what you just said. Doesn't it? If I say you're doing a great job there, but. Have I told you you're doing a great job?
No.
You're bracing yourself getting ready for a kick, aren't you? Terrible word. Stop it. Never use that again. What we want to use instead of but is the word and. So now I hear what you're saying, and I hope you hear what I'm saying. Yeah?
Yes.
Like that. Good. You're doing a great job, and you could do a better job if you did this way. Do you hate me now, do you?
No.
It's a softer communication, isn't it? And it's positive, and I can do it with a smile on my face. And it's not either or. I'm not telling you what to do. If I tell you what to do, oh yeah. How far will I get? Absolutely nowhere, and I'm the same. I've a rebel streak in me that won't let anybody tell me what to do. Whereas if you can persuade me that it's a good idea, then obviously I'll take that on board. Is that okay? Very good, okay. There's lots of other bad words as well. And we do it unconsciously. We meet people on the street and say, how are you? And what's the first thing they say? Not too bad. Not too bad. That's three negative syllables. I only know you for 2 seconds. Could be worse.
Yeah.
I probably will. it's not true that we do this. What's wrong with fantastic? You don't meet people like that first thing on Monday morning, I know. But, Okay, we'll leave it great. Okay, we'll go that far. We'll take this by degrees. You know these hyper-positive people?
Yeah.
You just avoid them, don't you? They're usually American, and they're usually either on drugs, or they're born-again Christians, or whatever, you know? So we know they tend to be evangelicals. We don't want to go too far with this. And I don't want to go too far with this positive thinking either. It's just up to a level where you feel good about it. And if you feel good, then it's great. If you start to feel bad, then it's bad. Is that okay? Good. I want to share with you now, straight away, the worst word in the world. The worst word in the world, ever. Bar none. And this one word could be stopping you getting everything you want right now. And the fact that you are all parents mean you use this word far more than the rest of them. Are you ready? Did you ever use the word don't? Be honest. Don't you do that. Don't you. Don't jump off the table. Don't slam the door. Don't beat up your brother. Don't spill that over yourself. Don't trip over the wire. Don't break that. Don't look at me like that. Don't put your hands in your pockets. Is this a constant mantra for your children? Yes, it is. And I've watched these and I've watched people, and since I've learned this stuff, I'm an observer of it. Okay? Now, I said to you we talk about law of attraction, so I might as well bring it in right now. What law of attraction says is we get what we focus on. We get what we focus on. So if you focus on some activity, you make progress. You move towards it, it moves towards you. Yeah? If you take your focus off it, then it goes away. Is that true? So as you focus on a particular outcome, you get it. If you take your focus off it, you don't get it. And our whole lives are a series of stuff that we focus on. And as we focus on it, we get more of it. And as we take our focus off it, it goes away. Is that okay? Can we accept that as a concept? And to be honest with you, that is how the whole universe works, where things are attracted to other things. From the electron to an atom, you know, everything works on the basis of attraction, that everything is pulled together, everything is magnetic, everything is drawn. And it's drawn through the power of focus, which is created through our thought. Is that okay? So if it's that simple then, why don't we have everything we want right now? Would you like to know why? This is the reason why. Because as we use words like don't, that is an indicator that we are focusing on what we don't want. Do you get it? And if we get what we focus on and we focus on what we don't want, what do we get? What do you get? What you don't want. That is in a nutshell. Yeah? And if you wonder why life is terrible right now, or why you feel terrible right now, it's because of what you're focusing on. It's nobody else. There's nobody else to blame out there. Okay, this is all you. This is all you. Everything that's happened up to now is all you. And we attract people, and we attract situations, and we attract money, and we attract careers, and we attract partners, and we attract all this sort of stuff. We do it ourselves. And I suppose part of today is to recognize and take responsibility for that. It's nobody else's fault. It's all us. And we get what we focus on. Whether it's stuff we want or stuff we don't. Does that make sense? So, on the basis of this, we know now that we get what we focus on. So all you have to do is be careful what you focus on. Isn't that it? Be careful what you focus on. And make sure you spend most of your time focusing on stuff you want. And less time focusing on stuff you don't want. Is that okay? Let me ask you another question. Does anybody here ever worry about things? Yeah? You worry about yourself. Everybody? Worry at some stage about various things? In terms of what I'm talking about, what are we doing when we're worrying?
Focusing on the negative.
Focusing on the negative. Focusing on the worst possible outcome. Focusing on what we don't want. And we do it all the time. In fact, when we're on our own, most of the talk that we talk to ourselves is negative talk, isn't it? Isn't it? If anybody spoke to us the way we speak to ourselves, would they be our friend?
No.
No. In fact, if we want to get to a whole new level, and that's not part of what we're going to go today, there is nobody on the planet who can abuse you more than you're prepared to abuse yourself. Here's one for you now to ponder at a different level. Because when it gets acceptable, you walk away. Unacceptable, you walk away. And up to that point, it's acceptable at some level, even if logically it isn't. Nobody can abuse us more than we're prepared to abuse ourselves. We set the limits of what we'll endure, and we set the limits of what we won't. Do we ever complain? Do you ever hear anybody complaining? Yeah? What are we doing when we're complaining? What you don't want. And you see, if you focus on what you don't want, you'll see loads of it. And if you want to complain, you'll see loads of stuff to complain about. And then there'll be more and more and more. And then you'll find other people who like complaining, because they'll be attracted to you because you're a complainer. And they're going, yeah? And then they're all complaining. And then you say, but this is the reality. This is what it is. No, this is your reality, which you're picking right now. Do you understand? I think I said last week in the evening, saying, we see the world not as it is, but as we are. So if we're happy, the world looks great. If we're sad, the world looks terrible. So it's all us, it's all an inside job. Yeah? Would you like an anecdote to that word?
Yes.
Would you like to get over that word don't? And I think our kids would love me for it now. If we could suddenly remove that word from your vocabulary. And I hope I will. And I'm going to remove it, not by a simple other word, but by a question. And this question, I'm going to give you lots of questions to ask during the day, in terms of staff, in terms of reports, in terms of what we're going to do, because Einstein said that the quality of our lives depend on the quality of the questions we ask. Okay. So if we ask the right questions, we get the right answers. If we ask the wrong questions, then we get the wrong answers. And if the questions that we ask of ourselves and our surroundings, that is the height to which we're going to live our lives. And this section on managing ourselves is about living the very best life we can. To be confident, to be happy, to do all that sort of stuff. And on that basis, would you like to see the best question in the world ever? You're going to be underwhelmed by its simplicity. Underwhelmed. You're going to be like, what? Is that it? Okay, here it is. The question is, so, what do I want? Do you like that, do you? That's it. That's it. Course over. No. And ask yourself, so what do I want? So what do I want? If I know now that I get what I focus on, if I know I focus on positive results, I will get positive results. If I know I focus on negative results, I will get negative results. If I know when I focus on what I don't want, I'll get more of what I don't want, then why would I focus on what I don't want? And if you find yourself using words like don't, or not, or no, there are other bad words as well. So, then I will get it. When I say not, it's the opposite. You know, for example, or no, I've no money. I don't have any money. I never have any money. Nobody I know has any money. Yeah? Question for you. Am I focusing on money or am I focusing on the lack of money?
The lack of money.
How does law of attraction work? So, what will I get? I get more of the lack. Do you get it? It's fantastic, isn't it? This is so simple. Why don't they teach you this in school? So what do I want? And if at any moment you feel bad, do you feel bad for a minute? If you feel bad for a minute, I guarantee you the reason you are feeling bad is because you're focusing on stuff you don't want. And the minute you do that, stop and ask yourself, so what do I want? And your mood will change instantly. Okay? Can we come back to the kids? The kid is standing on the table. Your two-year-old is standing at the edge of the table. Don't jump off the table. What happens next? Don't slam the door. What happens next? Don't beat up your brother. What happens next? Douche. Why? Some people say reverse psychology. I don't understand what that means. I don't know if there is such a thing as reverse psychology. I think we just get what we focus on.
And tell them to jump, they still jump on
it. Because you tell them to jump, so they jump. But if you say don't jump, you focus on what you don't want, they'll still jump. Of course they will. Look, you're adults, you're not children. So can you do an exercise for 5 seconds, will you? For the next 5 seconds, don't think about the Eiffel Tower in Paris. You could not think about anything else. And if I hated football more than anything in the world, I could tolerate everything in the world except football. And I typed into Google, not football. What do you think you ever get? That's how your brain works. That's how the world works. That's how the universe works. Yeah? So, the two-year-old is standing at the edge of the table. So what do I want? Stand there till I catch her. Yeah? The two-year-old is running for the door. The seven-year-old is running for the door. What do I want? Close the door quietly. They're rough and tumble on the floor. Don't beat up your brother. That'll not get, you know, that'll get. So, what do I want? Play nicely with your brother. Can you see the difference?
Yeah.
Isn't it a much nicer communication? Is it more positive for your kids? And you're telling them what you want. And this is the same for kids, this is the same for you, this is the same for staff, this is the same for customers. This is the same for debtors, if you want to call them that. We tell them what we don't want. I'm ringing about your overdue account. Is that what you want or what you don't want? When we measure our debtor's ledger, let's bring it back to credit for a minute. When we measure our debtor's ledger, what are we looking at? We're looking at overdue debt. Yeah? We're looking at provisions. Yeah? We're looking at bad debts. Yeah? They all have one thing in common. That's stuff we don't want. And yet we spend 80% of our time working and focusing on stuff we don't want. So what do I want? So what do I want? And if we can start change our focus as soon as tomorrow, what we get will suddenly change. Does that make perfect sense to you? And can we see what we've been doing wrong all along? Now, what I want you to do right now is an exercise. I have a sheet here. It's called the 10 things. And I want you, this is just for your own benefit, not for me. There will be no questions when you come out. Or when you leave. And what I want you to fit in on this page is the 10 things that will almost make your life perfect right now. That if you could imagine going to bed at night and waking up the next morning to find a miracle had occurred. And guess what happened? The world you wake up to in the morning is absolutely perfect. It's perfect in every way. Yes? You have your perfect house, your perfect partner, your perfect family. You have your perfect life balance, your perfect career, your perfect everything. Yeah? What would that world look like to you? Can you imagine what that would be like? Would that be fantastic? So what I want you to do now is, on this sheet I want to give you, I'm going to switch off the recording now, I'll give you these sheets, give you 5 minutes, and write down the 10 things that would make your life absolutely perfect.